you, everybody. I would like to call to order the Public Works, Capital Projects and Transportation Committee meeting of November 4th. Could we begin with a roll call?
Chair Nolan?
Here.
Deputy Chair Litz could not make it tonight. Legislator Donaldson?
Here.
Legislator Kovacs?
Here.
Legislator McCullough?
Here.
You have quorum.
Thank you very much. Thank you for those joining us from home. Thank you for people from the executives branch and agencies. Let's begin with resolutions. Resolution number 507, amending the 2024 Ulster County budget to reallocate unused funds for economic development, research, and strategy. This is a resolution from Legislator Chris Hewitt addressing hemp. Trying to roll over some funds. This was discussed in the Committee on Environment, and Legislator Hewitt has asked me to propose that our committee take no action. So if the committee is agreeable, we'll just move on to the next resolution. If you have any questions, we can address them. Resolution number 560, setting a public hearing on naming a county-owned asset to be held on Tuesday, December 17th, 2024 at 6:15 p.m. This is a resolution proposed by the county executives to designate the county office building, the Nina Pastupak building. Is there a motion? Motion by Legislator Kovacs and Legislator Donaldson. Can we make all our motions tonight to approve? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously. Resolution number 264, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Marlborough for installation of solar panels at the town of Marlborough Community Center, Department of Finance, Division of Recovery and Resilience. Is there a motion? Legislator McCullough, second.
Awesome.
Legislator Donaldson, any discussion? This will put solar panels on the community center. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously as well. Resolution number 267, authorizing a permanent easement to Lorpak Willow Park, LLC, for the limited purpose of permitting underground access to an electric pole for an electric vehicle charging station in the City of Kingston, Department of Public Works, Highways, and Bridges. Is there a motion? Legislator Kovacs, seconded by Legislator McCullough. This is exactly what the title says. Any discussion or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? It passes unanimously as well. Resolution number 579, amending capital project number 540 for the Samsonville Road Culvert Replacement Project for Town of Rochester, amending the 2024 capital fund budget, authorizing the implementation and funding of 100% of the cost of replacing said culvert, of which qualified costs may be reimbursed from Bridge New York funds, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. Moved by Legislator Donaldson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Legislator Kovacs. This is a $1.5 million project. It is reimbursable. All in favor?
Aye. One question.
Aye. Well, yep.
Is it definite that it's because it's a cost may?
Yeah, it's you have to submit them, but if you submit reimbursable costs, they're almost always reimbursed.
Okay. Just check.
Yeah. Any other questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We've been joined by Legislator Hewitt. We already went past the Resolution 507. Is that why you joined us? Or
I was wondering if we can discuss it a little bit more. I know I mentioned taking no action, but I'm wondering if that's the best course.
Okay. With the committee's permission, we'll go back to the top of the agenda and pick that up. So that's resolution number 507, amending the 2024 Ulster County budget to reallocate unused funds for economic development research and strategy. And we're joined by the project, by the resolution sponsor, Legislator Hewitt.
I think I took Deputy Executive LaValle's point well, that it would be hard to have an RFP process at this point of the year to spend $35,000 on industrial hemp research. But then I was thinking under $50,000, we don't need an RFP. Is that true?
There still needs to always be procurement. We need to follow procurement process. Under $50,000 does not require legislative approvals. However, professional services, generally, the rule is $40,000. However, we try very much to follow that to some lower dollar amounts as far as when an RFP process is required.
Thank you. I've heard in the past a former deputy executive mention a friendly amendment to someone at the sheriff, and the amount was a very large amount. Could this be a friendly amendment where we move $35,000 to economic development for them to start making a plan around industrial hemp?
Again, that would require some type of procurement. I'm not sure exactly what context you're talking about with the sheriff, but usually when we say amendment, that means an existing contract. Again, I think even without legislative approval, what we would be, just again to look at the timeline of this, if session is on the 19th of November, it typically then takes 7 to 10 days for the resolutions to be signed. Then the actual budgetary changes need to be made. And then you have to encumber and spend. Finance department is changing a bit of how they kind of operate in this regard. Years ago, you used to be able to get money under contract with a vendor and encumber it and then spend prior year's funds the next year.
Mm-hmm.
However, over the last 2 years, that practice has changed in the finance department, so that we're having to make sure that we have our spending split along with the calendar year. You would effectively need also for the work to be completed before the end of December. So there's legislative process, there's procurement, there's contracting,
mm-hmm.
and then there's completing the work
mm-hmm.
in about 5 to 6 weeks, which even under the most aggressive timeline is
difficult.
I think it's a good word.
Very difficult.
Very difficult.
Okay. May I ask another question?
Please.
I'll start with a statement. I think that this isn't a one-year thing. This isn't a two-month thing. This is a multi-year, multi-generational plan we're trying to make to help farmers, help Main Streets, help our manufacturing, minimize our carbon footprint with distribution by making products locally with a local plant. And so I don't want to take no action, even though it's up to the chair, because I feel like I want the Economic Development Department to think a little bit differently. It's not about getting IBM to come back or Amazon to come here and build hundreds of jobs. Main Street is what's keeping our economy together, and I believe industrial hemp could support our farmers and our Main Streets. So what can our department do over the next 2 months to get this plan in motion for the future? I hope the answer is nothing. I hope the answer is not nothing.
So it's the, you know, it's the role of the committee to decide what to do with this resolution. We already brought it back, so it would, you know, be for the committee to decide if we want to make a motion and to adopt and continue to have discussion. Then we can certainly do that. I wouldn't stand against that. I would say that I think the better course is not to worry about $35,000, which, as you say, is not big in the scheme of what you're trying to accomplish, but instead have those conversations with economic development and the BDA and really the executive staff as we get behind budgeting behind us to use the period at the end of the year to see what we need to come back with in 2025. Yes. And it may be that that money which wasn't spent comes back and maybe we're still doing something in parks with it.
I think I've learned a lot about how to take the best steps from you, Chair Nolan. Thank you. So I took Deputy Executive LaValle's feedback last month and spoke to Director Lynch about it, which is, can we commit to this as far as staffing? Can we follow through, or would it overwhelm the department? I think you had a great point. Could they come through with what we're asking them? So I met with Director Lynch. He has the same concerns. So I called Jake at Soil and Water, and I believe the newest addition to the resolution is getting the support of Soil and Water Conservation District. They believe they could support each other through this, and they don't want to be, they don't want to their departments to look bad and fall behind because of this. So I don't want this to be a large bar to get over. Just have some focus on industrial hemp between economic development and soil and water, and maybe Chair Nolan, the best steps is for me to continue the conversations. But they're both on board, just so you know.
That sounds great. That's what I would recommend.
And you know, it's helpful for you to come to this committee because it came to us, I guess, because the original money was in parks and, you know, was for a parks and rec director. But we may not be the best committee to help you in terms of this planning. That could be economic development. It could be going to the planning department. It could be going to, economic development includes agriculture, but you might want to talk with the agricultural coordinator as well as with soil and water as you're doing. And I think your best course of action is to take no action, but if you would like us to consider it, then I think the committee would be willing to do that and continue the conversation from there.
Does the committee want to give any feedback on no action or not?
I'm ready to make the motion.
Let's consider it?
Yes, consider it. Let's do it.
All right, the motion to adopt resolution number 507 from Legislator McCullough and second by Legislator Kovacs. Any further discussion?
Question?
Yeah.
So what is the status of the parks compartment or parks position?
I think it is in evolution. May I speak slightly openly that the parks director is still in the budget for 2025, fully open on that. There's even a raise, which is wonderful. And the title is changing to be more all-encompassing. The person will focus on public spaces, and now that we have the arts and culture plan, they'll also make sure arts are being incorporated into parks and public spaces. So it's a very exciting amount of progress happening.
It's a full-time job.
Full-time job at $88,005.
So this is part of my consideration of why I'm not thrilled with Resolution 507. We didn't spend $35,000 in 2024, but we're proposing to increase the funding for the position that was created, you know, or envisioned for 2024 in 2025. So in a way, that money is already being spent. And I'm not sure it's the right number for what we might want for somebody to work on hemp. So I think that this resolution is just ill-timed, not only on the practical grounds that Deputy Director LaValle mentioned, but in terms of it coming together to really do something very good. And if we were to pass this tonight and we put the executive's team on the timeline that was just described to us, I don't think we're getting anything good by the end of the year. So if we're voting on it tonight, I'm a no, and I would encourage others to be a no, and I don't see why we would be passing something that can't succeed because the timeline is too short for what needs to be accomplished. Let me go to Deputy Executive.
Willing to have more discussions around thinking about the industry clusters. However, you know, this is to make a budget amendment, which effectively cannot be acted on in the timeline here. So I think really the dialogue and the discussion are what's more valuable here rather than voting to change the 2024 budget in a way that's not going to affect, you know, affect to the end that you're looking for.
So, Legislator Hewitt?
I'd ask the committee to look at the last resolve because it's not hiring a veteran. Asking existing departments to do a little more research. Jay Mahler has gathered extensive research in our industrial hemp folder that we have. He just added a full line of products from Hempitecture that includes amazing hemp insulation, tapes, flooring, all kinds of hemp-based products, and so this folder is becoming robust. This money is going to economic development to give them the financial support they need to call an expert, fly in an expert. This can happen within a month because we don't have the experts in our county. So we're trying to give them the money they need. I know for a fact industrial hemp people are approaching the department and they're pushing them away. So we're going to push away innovators in, around industrial hemp until we have a plan. But this helps us say, I won't push you away. I got $2,000 to support your idea. You're doing a conference in the spring. Maybe we can become a sponsor.
Do that on that.
Yeah, I'm going to make a motion that we postpone this resolution for 1 month.
Is that a question?
Yes.
This resolution, would this also go to Ways and Means if it was approved tonight?
I believe, I thought so. Do you know if it would go to Ways and Means?
Yes, it does. And it also would go to Economic Development on Thursday.
Yeah,
which you. That's the only reason why we're seeing it tonight rather than Economic Development is because ordinarily we're
right.
First. It's just the calendar.
Got it. Yeah.
I think there's a motion on the second on the table. Right?
No, I didn't have a second for my motion. There is a motion to pass, but I was making a right. You're right. I would have to have those withdrawn. So, is there any further discussion of the motion to approve this as presented? I have one comment. I don't see what you just said to be true. There's a budget line created for a position, so. I mean, as I'm reading this with what's in my packet here, that it's appropriate to reallocate the Parks Director vacancy savings for a new designated purpose in furthering of funding new potential economic development strategies.
Right.
And now it just amends the budget, but it amends a pay line.
Right, but it doesn't go to a new pay line. It goes to economic development on general operations.
So it takes your original. When was this amended?
About a month and a half ago.
In economic development?
The last resolution didn't change. It's always been to, it's never been for a position. It's always been to give them additional money to put on a conference or some educational event.
That's right. Because it should be increased.
We can get clarity from the legislative staff, but it is never a position.
So what is your justification for amending the budget? You're proposing to go from 28,000, which was allocated in 2024, to 33,227, and I don't...
Each month that goes by, we have $7,000 extra dollars from not hiring them.
I see. So that's just added it up to be current for this month. Yes.
And if so it is a decrease of $33,000 to the W line, which is a pay line, an increase to the economic development, professional services, other fees. And again, that is, you know, a line that requires procurement.
On over 40.
Always procurement.
Thank you.
Legislative approval on 50,000 or more. And
yeah.
Procurement.
You have to have an RFP over 40. However, we tend to go lower through a lot of circumstances.
Which I would certainly recommend that there be procurement on this position because it's not a, we haven't identified a sole source type of situation for this at all.
And additionally, it requires a contract through contract management, even if, again, that doesn't require the contract to be put in front of the legislature.
So is everybody clear about the implications of a yes vote and a no vote? I mean, a yes vote would say that this resolution as submitted stands and the executive staff would be charged to start a process that they don't believe they can finish by the end of the year. That includes the steps that Deputy Executive LaValle outlined, going to legislative approval, then being signed into law, then going to procurement, and then going out for bid, and then getting bids back, and then going into contract, and then starting in the 9 weeks that we have left in, 10 weeks that we have left in this year. And a no vote would say we are not doing that. Make sense? Any further discussion? All in favor? Legislator McCullough.
Your motion to approve.
To approve. My motion to postpone, I can't bring forward unless you withdraw your motion and you withdraw your second. If it's the will of the committee to postpone, then we can, you know, go that route. Yes.
Question for Mr. Bill.
Sure.
Process and
that's my understanding of the process, and because I'm still learning 3 years into the process, and I'm learning that if it's encumbered in 2024, we used to be able to spend it in 2025, but maybe there are instances when we do spend next year. Otherwise, our government ends at the end of December. There must be some carryover. So I hope our legislative committee and our legislature can move this forward and get some wheels in motion, even if we don't spend the money.
So I would just respond to that we have presented that the process for expending funds at the end of the year is shifting. I think it's a very healthy direction to go to try to budget money and expend it in the year that it's budgeted. So I think that's a good direction for us to go. I don't think that what you're trying to push through is a good thing for exactly these kinds of reasons. Now we'll be, if we do get the executive direct, you know, executive department going on this, they'll be doing this through the end of the year, and there'll be budgeting that has to then account for that wouldn't happen if we just waited and did this in January. Deputy Director.
I'd just like to restate the title of the resolution, which is amending the 2024 Ulster County budget to reallocate excuse funds for economic development research and strategy. So I think the intent here is clear that it's a budget amendment. However, you know, again, we are happy to have additional conversations and dialogue around what it means to research industrial hemp. However, it's the resolution for a budget amendment, which does not actually affect any of the, cannot, you know, effectuate the work that is being done.
Page in response to that next.
I don't want to give the executive branch work that they can't come through on. It sounds like we all want to make progress in industrial hemp research. I'm willing to wait until January.
So would you like us to take no action or postpone? To take no action, we'll ask the legislators to withdraw their motions and second.
I'm okay with no action.
Okay. Would like to withdraw your motion? Would you like to withdraw your second?
Yes. I just have one question.
Yes.
I heard something earlier that doesn't add up to me. The POPs person, the only reason it was 40-something thousand because it was only 6 months at that time, it went up because for the full year, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the original position was supposed to start July 1st at half this
right.
Because it was
6 months. So now, so it's not really going up.
Correct.
It
got a 2% cost of
reading.
Right.
So I think the committee is happy to take no action. I think this is a very healthy conversation, and I appreciate everybody working through the process.
I have a dinner that I just left to be here, so I'm sorry I'm leaving soon.
That's fine. Appreciate your coming in for your resolution. So I believe we were ready to turn to resolution 581.
Correct.
581, establishing capital project number 712. Do you have a question?
No, I don't. Sorry.
And 713 for the 2025 DPW Bridge Program, amending capital projects number 613, amending the 2024 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. This is $570,000 of funding for three different bridges in three sites around the county. Is there a motion? Legislator McCullough? Is there a second? Legislator Kovacs? Any discussion? Concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution number 583, approving the execution of a contract amendment of $34,892, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County Johnston Controls, Inc., Department of Public Works. And this is increasing funding for three chillers, extending the contract by a year. Is there a motion? Legislator Kovacs, second by Legislator McCullough. Any conversation? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution number 584, approving the execution of a contract amendment, $32,419, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County Peak Power Systems, Inc., Department of Public Works. And these are generators, increasing the county's existing contract. Is there a motion? Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Kovacs. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Mm-hmm.
Resolution number 585, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $29,968,000, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County, New York Communications Company, Inc., Department of Public Works. This is radio equipment for four county vehicles. Is there a motion?
Oh.
Legislator Donaldson, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Passes unanimously. Resolution number 586, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $53,236 entered into by the County Lothrop Associates Architects, DPC, Department of Public Works. And this is expanding the scope of work at the Ulster County Courthouse. Is there a motion? Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. And I have a question for Deputy Executive, the Deputy Director. And I'm finally getting the names right now. I got to get the position as well. Dean Riskowitz.
Ryowitz.
Okay.
Call me Dean.
Yeah, great. Could you tell us a little bit about this? It looked like that this is for exterior stairs.
Yeah. This is for Lothrop. They're the A&E firm for the courthouse. There was some more work that needed to be done that was discovered for the exterior staircase in the front of the building. There was some more design work with the staircase and some fencing that was not in the original scope. So this is the increase.
And just a little over $50,000 to get that work done. Any other questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Passes unanimously. Resolution number 587, approving the execution of a contract for $1,133,264 entered into by the County Securitas Technology Corporation, Department of Public Works. And this is for security systems in the county. Is there a motion? Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Kovacs. This is, yes, are there questions from the committee?
I just wanted to know, it says this is a piggyback. This is because we already have a different type of security fire safety alarm system run by Securitas.
So this is basically what Safeco did for us in the previous years. Securitas are going to be our new security vendor. This is a five-year contract with Securitas for monitoring and service. They're in the process of basically redoing all of our antiquated systems in all of our buildings. The piggyback comes from it's a Sourcewell contract.
Sourcewell.
It's a cooperative, similar to OGS,
uh-huh.
New York State OGS cooperative bid. So we were able to engage with different companies, and we ended up ultimately picking Securitas, and this is the contract.
Uh-huh. So the piggyback really has to deal with the procurement more than the implementation. Thank you for that.
This is the same company you talked about at the budget.
Yes.
And it's slightly more.
It is slightly more than what we've been paying to say so, but we've come to find out that Safeco was not doing as well. Okay. So it is slightly more. It's not a drastic increase, but this includes all of the parts and labor and everything, service contract for all of our buildings. It's going to start January 1st. It's a five-year term. And like I said, Securitas has been going around to all of our buildings, updating our buildings. And it's a multi-year, there's going to be a lot going on. You know, this building was done. If you go down and look at the sheriff station downstairs, just the cameras alone that they installed and the difference.
Did they do any work in the courthouse?
They're going to.
They did two rooms or something? Somebody.
No, I don't think they started in the courthouse yet, but they will be. They're down to about five buildings that they have left. Courthouse at the moment, DSS is another one which they're going to attack next.
Any other questions? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? I'd like to turn to new business. I just want to alert the committee that Deputy Executive Laval did receive and addressed also to Brendan Masterson in DPW the most recent air quality report from the Castle Mountain Railroad. That came in this afternoon, and I didn't think that it made sense to try to distribute it for tonight's meeting, so that will be on the agenda for the next meeting. Anybody else have any new business? Old business, I have one item. The Ulster County Transit Riders and Intermodal Advisory Committee, which was established by resolution last year, has not been populated so far this year. It's my responsibility as the chair to move that along. We didn't have applications for all the positions that the resolution specified. We posted it again, and we got a couple of additional inquiries. I would like to form a subcommittee of this committee to interview the candidates and prepare a resolution to establish this committee in the beginning of the new year. My proposal would be that the subcommittee be myself and Legislator McCullough, who has indicated to me that he would be willing to serve on that. And if the committee agrees with that, we just need a motion to establish that subcommittee. We can appoint additional people to it. Its main task would be to interview the candidates and get us set up to move forward with this.
I'll move it.
Motion from Legislator Donaldson, seconded by Legislator Kovacs. Any other considerations? I think it's pretty straightforward. What I'd like to do is, if we establish this by motion tonight, is reach out to the other committees to ask if anybody else, any other legislators, would like to serve on it. That would be fine with us. If so, great. And if not, then I don't think it requires more than two of us to do what we need to do. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Minutes. We skipped the minutes. Oh boy. We have minutes to consider from the October 7th, 2024 meeting. Is there a motion to Legislator McCullough and Legislator Donaldson? Any changes or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Excellent. That's all the business I have for this meeting, unless anybody wants to bring up anything else. Is there a motion for? Yes.
The meeting for December 9th, is that open to the public?
Oh, the subcommittee meeting? Yes.
Okay. Just in case they're locking in.
Yes. So that meeting we would schedule for November 9th, which is a Monday.
December
9th. What did I say? November. Let's go back in time. At 4:30 is what we're planning. So the public is welcome. And we may have some follow-up conversation at that committee meeting that night, primarily about going ahead and establishing that committee. So is there a motion to adjourn? Legislator Kovacs, seconded by Legislator Donaldson, very enthusiastically.
Yes.
And all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you.